NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The collapse of a burning row house in Baltimore is claiming the lives of three firefighters. The incident happened early Monday morning as fire crews battled the blaze in the new Southwest Mount Clair neighborhood. A fourth firefighter was reportedly hospitalized and is in critical but stable condition. Mayor Brandon M. Scott released a statement saying it's indescribable the pain and severity of the losses we've suffered today. Baltimore Fire Chief Niles Ford said the contributions of the fallen firefighters will not be forgotten.
From this moment, we will honor those who lost their lives today for their bravery, for their courage.
Thousands of U.S. troops are on the ready due to the rising threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon gave the order Monday for 8,500 soldiers to be put on standby. Spokesman John Kirby said the NATO alliance, including the U.S., can rapidly deploy forces if NATO interests are jeopardized. President Biden's chief medical advisor says the U.S. may see a sense of normalcy soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the pandemic may reach a level of acceptable control soon, barring any surprise new variants. He noted the tools available now mean the country is better positioned to fight any new variants. It's the start of tax season, and the IRS is asking everyone to read up on changes. Lisa Taylor reports.
New Jersey-based financial advisor Kristen O'Keefe Merrick says if you want a refund quickly, you should file electronically and as soon as possible. The IRS still faces significant backlogs from last year because of the pandemic. In addition, even though there might be delays in refunds, taxes are due April 18th, and officials say there are no current plans to extend the deadline like last year. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association are planning to meet again on Tuesday after a productive bargaining session Monday. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.